This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The New York Mets win again, but I got to be honest with you. I am not comfortable with this team right now. I am not. Pete Alonso aside, I am getting nervous about certain things with this New York Mets team right now in 2025. Carlos Mendoza so far has pushed a lot of the right buttons, but about a half hour ago, I'm scratching my head a lot more than normal, and a lot of it is due to the fact that Carlos Mendoza and the New York Mets, David Stearns and the New York Mets, they believe that they actually have starting pitching. They don't. I'm sorry to break the news to you. Griffin Canning is not a starting pitcher in baseball. Not in Major League Baseball. He's just not. He gets used. He is a glorified opener. That is what Clay Holmes is a glorified opener. Okay? These starting pitchers, by name is the only thing that you say starting pitcher. Otherwise, they're just guys that can go out there, maybe give you about 4 to 5 innings. They give you closer to majority of the game, but they still can't do the job efficiently. I know that Canning's got a smile on his face. He got a win. That was great. But that sixth inning, there is no reason to put Griffin Canning out there. I don't care what his pitch count is. I don't care if it's the first game of a road trip. I don't care what the hell it is. But Griffin Canning should not hit the bottom of the sixth inning, because you went from a 6-1 game to a 6-4 game in a span of 3 or 4 batters. It was a waste of time. It was something that you could be productive, proactive with. And this is where Carlos Mendoza is going to, you know, is running into issues, or whether this is the pitching lab thinking that they can make this work. But believe me when I tell you, Griffin Canning is not a starting pitcher. He is not someone who is going to get you consistently 6 innings. He's never going to get you 6 full innings. He may get you into the sixth inning, but he is not going to pitch 6 innings. Stop him at 5. That's good enough. Get to the bullpen. But please don't put Griffin Canning in a spot where he has to see the lineup a second or third time, or third time around. And please, for the love of God, I don't care if his pitch count is 40. Do not start him in the sixth inning. It is just, you're asking for trouble. On a day where Pete Alonso added more to his early hot start, defensively and offensively, obviously his fourth home run, but the play at home plate where he's able to dead out a potential tying run at some point in time. I mean, who would have known that Pete Alonso's home run to make it 7-4, the play at the plate, that all these runs that Pete Alonso has prevented and scored were going to be so needed, so heavily needed, because the pitching staff, which is not very good, was going to break down. I mean, the writing's on the wall. They're not going to be as good as they've been. The pitching staff, overall, their ERA, whether it was relievers, whether it was the starters, was too good to be true. We all know that. So don't take unnecessary risks. Do not, I don't want to be conservative. Sometimes, yeah, you want to push certain guys. But Griffin Canning is not a guy you push. Clay Holmes is not a guy you push. Tyler McGill is not a guy you push. You just don't. That's why you went and built this bullpen that is led, by the way, by possibly the worst closer in New York. And that's saying a lot right now, because Devin Williams sucks at the moment, okay? Devin Williams is a shell of himself. Pete Alonso killed him last year in the wild card, and Devin Williams is completely atrocious at the moment, even though he's not even the worst pitcher in New York. That's Marcus Stroman. We'll get to him later. Point being is Edwin Diaz is worse. Edwin Diaz is somehow worse than Devin Williams. I don't know what or why Edwin Diaz is as bad as he is. Why we can't see the 2022 Edwin Diaz ever again. But we just can't have nice things. Mets fans cannot have nice things. And I'm telling you right now, there's a bunch of other guys in this bullpen that I'd prefer to see before Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning. Before I see Edwin Diaz in a high leverage situation. Ryan Stanek is one of them. Okay? First guy up. Jose Buto, who was warming up multiple times. He was warming up earlier in the game when Griffin Canning was starting. Then he was warming up later when Edwin Diaz was about to blow the game. Jose Buto, go out there and give him a couple innings. I know it sucks. I know this is going to be an issue all season long. But this is what happens when the New York Mets decide to go smarter than better. We're not going to get better pitching. We're going to try to get smarter pitching. That's the route we're going to go. Analytics say that we can get the same from this guy in a Griffin Canning, who is cheaper, isn't as talented, but if we go take him to the pitching lab, you know, make him study a little bit more, maybe he can pass a couple extra tests, we can find out how to approach these hitters, and he can get us through five innings. Okay? Get us through five innings. Rather than spending, you know, $100 million on a guy like Carlos Rodon, okay? Who are both equally terrible. Let's be serious here. The pitching staffs in New York are garbage if your name isn't Max Fried, okay? They really are. They're just getting lucky. The Mets are just getting really, really lucky with how good the starting pitchers have gone. But that's because you're limiting the innings. You're limiting the damage. You're not going out there and saying, hey, you know what? Get me to the sixth. Get me to the seventh. Get me deep into games. No, you got the bullpens. If you have as good of a bullpen as you have, why are you wasting time and giving Griffin Canning another shot? Why are you doing that to yourself? It makes no sense. That was Carlos Mendoza's big issue today. Was Griffin Canning, on top of the fact that he thinks or is going to continue to go to Edwin Diaz. I think Edwin Diaz, you pull him from the closer spot. I think that is done for now. There is no reason why you have to force him into that ninth inning. None whatsoever. You have Ryan Stanek, who now has pitched amazing in the past few times he's pitched. He got a save the other day versus Miami. There is no reason why you can't give Ryan Stanek a couple opportunities until Edwin Diaz, quote unquote, gets it right. I don't see why you can't do that. There's no reason why, and listen, Reed Garrett, I know gave up some hits, you know, but you're talking about a guy who had to go out there and warm up super quick because Griffin Canning went from 6-1 lead in the sixth inning, got one out, and then gave up a three-run jack to make it 6-4. And in a blink of an eye, it's like, oh, what are we doing? How did we get here? Because you think that you have great pitching. I don't care what team it is. If it's against the Oakland A's, which, by the way, that ballpark in Sacramento, I don't know what it is. It's a minor league ballpark, but it feels extra small, feels like a bandbox. I don't know if it was the view from SNY, but everything was just flying off the bat. You can't allow someone who doesn't have lights out stuff to go out there and try to continue to pitch deeper into this game. Can't do it. You need to get your flamethrowers from the bullpen. And you put Reed Garrett out there, who I heard how he warmed up. It was a quick 10-pitch, fastball, 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 warm up his arm. All right, put me in the game, coach. I'm ready to go because Griffin Cannon just gave up a 3-run bomb, and we need to get me in there to save this game. So, I mean, it was quick for Reed Garrett to warm up and go out there. And I'm not trying to say, like, hey, he shouldn't be ready. But the point is that the New York Mets...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Do not have starting pitching. And you cannot go out there and allow these starting pitchers to hurt you. You have a bullpen you rely upon. It may not, you know, not for nothing, it may start to fall apart because you're going to have to use these pieces over and over and over, and it's going to tax the bullpen so much. But that's why you got options. That's why you have options. That's why you have guys sitting in the minor leagues right now, because you'll be able to option Brazoban. You'll be able to option Max Kranich and bring up some new arms for a week or two. And then circle them back, baby. Bring it back. But please, I beg of you, Carlos Mendoza, and I love the way he manages so far for the most part. But I'll tell you this much right now, and there's a lot to get into this game. I know it's early on in the season. You know, Pete Alonso's, the Mets aren't even good yet. They're still 9-4. But the problem is you can't lose games like that. Like what they almost lost to the Oakland A's, what are they, the Sacramento A's, the Athletics, whatever you want to call them. They almost blew a game so bad that they were going to lose it. You can't lose games like that at all during the season. Not during this season. Not after you went to the NLCS last year and made a hell of a run for the second half of the season and went got deep with that team and then got Juan Soto. You can't lose games like this because it's going to bite you in the butt. It's going to make you not win the division, and we're going to sit there and go, what? How did the Mets, this team is so good, how did they not win the division? Because you're blowing games against the A's in April. You can't do it. You just can't. And I know they won, but it feels like a loss. That's the problem. It feels like a loss.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.